And now it's time for
three things you need to know
this morning.
1, 2, 3.
Okay, first thing you need to know about is that the city and the county are looking at possibly raising your taxes to the ceiling limit of 8%, but they're pushing back against an EPE rate hike. They're like, yeah, do what we say, not what we do. And so they're saying that, yeah, solar customers, pretty much everybody across the board is looking at a big rate increase from El Paso Electric.
Right.
But now the city and the county have both voted to say, we don't want you guys to do that. We want you, you know, we don't want as big a rate increase as you're asking for.
Right, right.
Which is a little ironic.
It
because
is.
They're asking, they're looking at, and I love how they say, well, we're just giving ourselves a little wiggle room.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, okay, well, that's probably what El Paso Electric is trying to do too.
Hey, that just goes to show you there is no honor among thieves.
No, there's not. The other thing you need to know about is that Disney is pulling out of Netflix. They're going to start their own streaming service. And people are going, yo, I got a Netflix account because of Disney. So yeah, people are freaking out about this. They're like, come on, are you kidding me?
Well, the good thing is that you can cancel your Netflix at any time.
Right.
You
right.
know?
Exactly.
And it's not until 2019.
Yeah, exactly. It's not imminent. It's not going to happen tomorrow.
Right, right.
So yeah, so probably your kids won't even want Disney by that time.
Yeah, slow your roll, man.
And then yesterday, President Trump got all crazy on the North Koreans.
North Korea best not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury, the likes of which this world has never seen before.
Boom!
Yeah, so people are, you know, his base, people are saying that the reason why he did this is because that's what his base voters are looking for him to do.
Yeah.
And then other people are saying, yo, Mr. President, slow your roll. You can't do that kind of stuff. It's, you know, it's all well and good for you to do that in private.
Mm-hmm.
But in public, you need to be a little bit more measured in the way that you speak.
Yeah.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in Guam. He's doing an unannounced visit. And they just announced it, actually. That's kind of breaking news. He's about to land in Guam, which is right close to North Korea. And so he's like, look, the reason why I'm here is because I want people to know that it's safe, everything's cool, but we're trying to ratchet down the rhetoric a little
bit. Right, yeah, because Kim Yi threatened that he was going to nuke Guam.
Right, exactly.
In retaliation.
Exactly. And so a lot of reporters were like, did you think about not taking this trip? Because of course not.
Yeah.
Because there's no imminent threat.
Right.
Everybody relax.
Right. Now, on the upside, President Trump has yet to keep any of his promises. Those are the three things you need to know. Mike and Tricia Mornings on 93.1 KISS FM.
You're listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings. 93.1.